Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, today, let's start with a story about a $10 million grant that's coming to Oneonta, and this is from the Cuomo administration.
Yes, sir. There's considerable excitement about this. The Cuomo administration, a few months ago, announced it was distributing $100 million from one of the big Wall Street settlements, $10 million to each of the upstate economic development regions. They were competitive grants, the way the Cuomo administration likes to do it. So Oneonta was competing against Amsterdam, Gloversville, even Utica to win this $10 million. And it's considered locally as a real affirmation of the economic development program and underway since 2012. And the money's going to be used for two things. One, the entertainment district, which would make Oneonta the entry point to the Finger Lakes of beer, which we've talked about previously on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And second, the revival of the huge D&H rail yards. The biggest roundhouse in the world used to be down there for commerce and light manufacturing. So it's like kind of an unusual aspect of this week's Hometown Oneonta newspaper. City Hall and its partners sponsored a full-page poster, thank you, Governor Andrew Cuomo, because everybody is so giddy about this big piece of resource that all of a sudden can be used in a very effective way. Now, secondarily, this past weekend was the Hall of Fame induction with Mike Piazza, Ken Griffey Jr. coming in.
Sure.
And it turns out it's the second largest turnout, 50,000 people, for a Hall of Fame induction weekend, tying Nolan Ryan, George Brett back in 1999, and second only to Cal Ripken and Tony Gwynn in 2007. And I was chatting with one of our sophisticated realtors in downtown Cooperstown who has a computer system that tracks his sales year to year, hour to hour. And so he has a very interesting and informative database going back a decade on induction weekend sales. And the Hall of Fame gives an estimate, and there's some eye-rolling and skepticism about the size of that crowd, but Vinnie Russo really nails it. And he said that Saturday, several of his hours of operation were at 88% of the same hours during the Gwynn Ripken induction. And his Sunday matched the Gwynn Ripken induction in terms of dollar volume. So as you can imagine, we spoke last week about how this year, while not a make or break anymore because of diversity in the economy, is a really important mainstay of the economic year. And we really scored a home run this time around.
Two stories about economic infusion. Good news for your region. We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Jim, as always, we thank you.
Super. Thank you, David.